Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
WPGC 95.5, the DNA of the DMV Village. I love when our Village cousins pull up and bless us with the dopest of things. Our Village cousin today joining us is none other than Jasmine Sullivan. Philly, stand up and thank you for sharing one of the dopest to do it. How are you today, my love?
I'm good.
So, hotels, it's finally here. We knew that we were coming up on our 5-year anniversary of a blessing. We didn't know that the church was going to say amen like this, though. Where you have seemed to bring the not so great parts of loving, living, laughing, sexing to the forefront, but it's absolutely beautiful. How does it feel to finally get it in our hands?
It's a relief, definitely. I have been sitting on this stuff and I was nervous, to be honest. I didn't know how people were going to receive it. And I'm completely shocked that it's so many women that needed to hear these stories. And I knew that it was stories that needed to be told, but I didn't know that the response was going to be the way it is. But I'm so happy about it. It's amazing, just like what I've been hearing from people. So I'm so happy.
Now that I've had time to like really bask in it, one thing I've definitely walked away with is a different point of view about the ladies behind these stories, if that makes sense.
Yes, yes. And that's what I wanted it to do. I wanted it to kind of bring the humaneness to each woman and for us, the collective, to just take it easy on each other and know that we all are coming from different places, but still the same. And we all have different motivations, different traumas and things that have happened to us that influence the way that we think and we move. And just to have grace for yourself and for other women instead of judging the next woman so much on something that you wouldn't necessarily do. But if you know their story, you would understand why they move like this. So I'm glad that it did that for you. And I hope that's what it's doing for everybody.
I'll raise you one higher. I realize that I'm a hoe too, because some of them stories were my stories.
Yes, man. I mean, we grown. I mean, we've been through a lot and you're going to go through a lot more things the older that you get, you know, God willing. Don't judge yourself so harshly about the mistakes that you've made. And I think that's the place that I was coming from, because I didn't realize, but after I had a really bad relationship that had gotten abusive, and I had thought I had kind of dealt with all the issues from that, and I didn't realize years later that I was still acting out things I didn't fully finish growing through. I was hard on myself. I was like, dang, Jasmine, you know better than to do certain things like that. And then I had to kind of take it easy on my own self and be like, girl, you went through hell with this thing. You still finishing up, processing everything, and you're okay. You know, like, you're not the sum of your mistakes. You could still be an amazing woman even if you've done things that aren't savory, and everybody in life is just trying to figure it out. It's okay. Like, life is life, and you're going to get through this day and live for another. Take it easy on yourself.
Every time I listen, I hear something else, and then it helps me unpack a little bit something else. And then I realized, for as different as all the stories were, all of those stories could all be one woman too. That's what my girlfriend told me. She said, I identify with each.
Me too. They're stories from people that I love and I grew up with and grown with as women. But I can identify with a lot of those feelings. And I think all women can identify with feeling insecure and wanting more from a man. I was just talking to somebody the other day and telling them that a lot of the stories that are based on like money and want more, a lot of people would kind of look at those women as gold diggers. But I'm like, you ain't never feel like you wanted to be showered and, you know, you want somebody to do something, especially as a black woman. I feel like we so used to taking care of everything. That's what we do all the time. Like, we take care of ourselves, our men, our kids, every situation. We got the world on our shoulders. And I know that we identify with one team to not have to do all that.
Did you mean for this to be a whole therapy session? Like, because therapist, I'm thankful that even in the midst of you being scared, you still shared it. It's right on time. Listening to this project, like, you've been good enough.
Whew. Yes. Yes. I'm so happy. Like, that fills me up. Like, to hear the testimonies from these women and just us coming together and, like, just digging deep and figuring things out within ourselves and just really just loving on ourselves. That makes me the most happy that I could be, just seeing that. I appreciate that.
And we, my love, appreciate you. Village, if you were just tuning in, the one and only Jasmine Sullivan talking hotels and so much more. And off mic, I told Joe I wasn't going to share this story, but what the hell? Village, I'll share with you. I got to talk with Jasmine last week and did not record my interview. And I started to beat myself up, put on your album, and was like, nope. Because what's meant for me and the time that it's meant for me is going to bring itself to me. And now I'm having this conversation with you.
Look at that.
We got a lot of testimonies here. Pass the plate. Shout out to your mom, Miss Pam. Final.
Yes.
Chemo round.
Yes.
I mean.
Yes.
Look at God. And look at you not being afraid ever to say just that.
I have to. I literally have to, like, going through this experience, it just changed reality for me. And God has really brought us through so much. And I can't not give him the praise just for who he is. I just can't not give it to him. And so, like, every opportunity that I can to do that and to just share my testimony and to share how good he's been, I got to take it. Like, that's just what it is. So.
It was something that you posted when you first shared with all of us what your mom was going through and what that meant you were going through as her daughter, about how she consistently inspires you to make something painful and sometimes ugly a work of art. And it resonated with me as I thought about hotels and what you put out. These stories, from society looking in, they are the painful and a lot of times the least attractive. And here you gave us a work of art that gave women a safe space to finally be human and enjoy all the human that men get to enjoy without all the extra baggage.
Okay, they have no baggage put on them. It's just like, oh, that's just what it is. And yeah, I wanted to give space for women to feel like that. And my mom, definitely, that's one of the main lessons that I've learned from her, is just how to turn your ugly and make it beautiful. And that's what she does, and that's what she's doing in this space that we're in now. And I'm just so proud of her and proud to be her daughter and proud to have just learned from her and just her life and her grace. And she that's my everything, man.
Thank you for sharing her with us. Without her, I wouldn't have met Miss Donna. And then I finally wouldn't get the revenge I deserve as a single person who sometimes feels like, because I'm not married and out here doing things, that people judge me. To hear her talk about, honey, because those of us who have been married have been doing some of the same things that you looking down your nose at some others for doing. You just happen to have a ring for it. And now, as if this wasn't dope enough, you tweet a tweet about hotels being a short film. And on the day that Issa announces that the next season of Insecure will be our final and our last.
I didn't even know that. Oh, my God.
Girl.
I'm sitting here shocked. First of all, I love Issa Rae, and we have been in talks about bringing this project into fruition, and I can't think of a better person than her, because she's just perfect for bringing the humanness in her characters, and we identify with all the women that she brings to us and showing how very layered we are as women, and, you know, that we don't have to be one particular way. We're all of it, all at the same time. So I just thought she would be perfect for this project, and I'm praying, like, that we can get it together and bring it to y'all, because I just think it'll just add another element of depth to actually be able to see these women. So keep praying that we can get it together, but she's dope, and we've definitely been in talk.
Listen, prayer works. You know how long I prayed for a little NPR Tiny Desk concert from you, and when you gave me the shimmy, her and some of my favorites, my birthday couldn't come fast enough, because the blessings between hotels, that performance, and now you working with another friend in my head, Issa, and just bringing this full circle. Look at how dope we are, and look at what I can do and accomplish, no matter my hue, my size, my haircut, my walk, my story. You're gonna make me cry, yo. Just thank you.
I'm so happy, man.
Thank you for this. And I know you told us that this is not the album, but we will take it and patiently wait for the next blessing from you. Hopefully it won't take 5 years. What you got for me?
I don't know. What I do know is that it won't take as long as it is it has taken, because one thing that I've definitely learned from the experience with my mom and even COVID is, like, time is not promised, and you don't know if you'll have tomorrow. And so I definitely would not take a break, nor do I feel like I need as long as a break to come up with. So it won't take 6 years. I don't know if it'll come this year, but it won't take six.
We will take it, God willing. By then, we are back to seeing each other in the fleshy flesh, and then I get a whole lounge performance. I'm going to go ahead and claim that. Whole class.
Thank you.
Let's teach the babies just how dope they are from the beginning. Again, Jasmine Sullivan, thank you. Hotels available everywhere that you are. It's the Joe Claire Morning Show on WPGC 95.5.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.